All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Stephen McCauley, the chair and CEO of Empower Clinics. And Stephen, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Hey, great to be on the show again. Thank you, Steve.
So much to talk about. First off, you've put out a news release talking about a deal you've signed with PharmaChoice. And just before we go further, maybe you can explain who PharmaChoice is.
Yeah, PharmaChoice is a Canadian group of approximately 935 independent owner-operated pharmacies, really representing every province in the country. They, unlike a corporate-owned group, the pharmacists themselves, who actually own the pharmacy and the location, have a lot more autonomy over what decisions they make for their particular pharmacy in their neighborhood. So we're finding that actually working with them as an organization is actually moving quite quickly, simply because it's not a centralized decision, but more a decentralized decision to move forward.
And the first thing you're going to be doing with them is all around your test kits.
It is. So one of the easy things for us to do is, really get our Kai saliva at-home test kits on the shelves of these independent pharmacies to get direct access to Canadians in, the neighborhoods in which they live. And so they, PharmaChoice as a group, really, felt compelled to offer this program to their network of independent pharmacies. So they sent us over the entire list of their population of 935 locations in Canada, and then communicated, network-wide that this program has commenced. And so we now get to sort of reach out to each of the individual locations and start to collect purchase orders to get the product on the shelves.
You know, Stephen, in reading the news release of this, there's part of this that also talks about the future of doing things together. Maybe you can talk me through that part of it, because it seems like this is more about setting things up for the future as well.
Well, it really is. I mean, we're finding, really good success with our sort of thesis and our business model going forward for launching our healthcare centers, or it's putting product onto the shelves. This alignment with pharmacies and pharmacy groups is really proving to be the right path for us. It speeds going to market. It gets us to go to market with reduced upfront costs and ongoing carrying costs. And we line up so well with pharmacy groups, and they benefit from having our medical doctors, in their neighborhood. They benefit from us being able to manage clinics and manage, the patient experience. The pharmacists want to be pharmacists and do what they do best. So we find that this alignment with pharmacy groups, whether it's in Canada or it's in the United States, the program is proving to be, the right decision for us to move forward with.
Yeah. And one last thing I want to ask you about is, obviously there's been some news out in relation to travel between Canada and the United States, and how if you're fully vaccinated, it gives you an opportunity to bypass certain things as far as quarantining and stuff like that. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the need for testing. I just want to get your thoughts on that, because obviously you're in the business of testing, and that seems to me that it's positive for the future.
Well, we follow, what's going on out there very closely. It almost seems like there's daily updates, whether that's from Health Canada or for, Canada Customs or U.S. Customs or the CDC. And the one thing that we're seeing will remain consistent going forward is if you want to fly across an international border, you're going to have to produce a negative COVID test to get on that flight. So I think that we feel quite comfortable that the demand for our at-home testing products are going to remain. We think that having an e-commerce strategy, and whether that's aligning with someone like Air Canada on a referral program, or it's getting onto the shelves of PharmaChoice or other pharmacy groups, we think that's that combination of e-commerce, airline referrals, and at point of sale in the communities where people live is the best way to get broad, sort of adoption and awareness of how good our products really are for these travel scenarios.
That makes a lot of sense. Stephen, thank you so much. Congratulations on this deal with PharmaChoice, and it's great to see you again.
Good. Thank you very much for the time.
All right. There's Stephen McCauley, the chair and CEO of Empower Clinics.